please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pachare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to welcome all of you who have been here yesterday, and also those who have been so kind to join us today for the second part of the little, I would say, transformational seminar. Our very moving story, which we had heard yesterday of a person in the alchemical transformation process, was Bilva Mangala Thakur. We hear that he is praised. Bilva Mangala, an ancient text says, is a genuine recipient of Krishna's mercy. His work, Krishna Kanamrita, is an ocean of divine mellows. Divine mellows means rasa, a taste. Without, or let us say, a taste always is at the basis of everything we do. And it is also a lack of taste which is the basis for that we don't do something. It is said his book, Krishna Kanamrita, is an ocean of rasas, an ocean of devotional or divine taste. And this evening, during the second session, I will try what I have not tried before in my life as a lecturer, to give you an experience of rasa, mellow, a taste. I hope that you are eager for this and not opposed to having a divine taste, because only when you are sympathetic or ready for this idea will you be able to feel something. Simply by reading and explaining and meditating on this book, all of one's doubts and ignorance, which are like knots in the heart, are cut asunder. By this practice, you know, reading, explaining and meditating, one becomes eligible, it means like capable or entitled. By this practice, one becomes eligible to re-establish one's own forgotten relationship with Krishna in Madhurya Ras, so that his path to the attainment of the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Krishna becomes clear. In other words, hearing and meditating about Krishna Kanamrita, the texts in it and the whole composition, how it came to manifest itself in the world, that itself is a sadhana, a spiritual practice that helps you to attain the direct service of Krishna. Yesterday, I would like to just extract this and highlight this before we move on. We came to, I believe, several important points, but one was our soul issue. What is that? As we journey through our material existence and take on various material bodies, some fortunate souls begin to become attracted to the Lord, and they then somehow get some, in the process of talking with devotees, meeting with devotees, doing something which is favorable to the attainment of Krishna, they develop or get deep impressions, sankskaras, or receive sukritis, that is, things which are very favorable to propel them on, onwards in their path. And then, on the strengths of these impressions and on the strengths of the divine investments, the sukritis, the beneficial events, they move a certain way. And when they are born, because bhakti and its fruits are eternal, they immediately pick up on it, or they pick up when the sankskaras are awakened, like in the case of Bilva Mangala, when he heard from Chintamani these, I would say, these words of power, you know, that what a fool you are, you totally amangal, inauspicious, because you invested everything into this material body of mine, which is like, she used the word spoiled liquor, you know. It is intoxicating like liquor, but it's spoiled. It's poisonous. It makes you sick with material attachment. You invested everything. If you could have invested the same attachment beyond the world of shampoos, I'm in a little joking mood this morning, beyond this material external things, you would have developed and beyond this physical attraction, you would have developed love for Radha Shyam Sundar. This was a wake up call, and we heard at that time Bilva Mangala accessed or contacted or awakened his sangskaras, and he moved on. Remember, he went the next morning to the ashram of Somagiri, a great Vaishnava in the Vishnu Swami line, and there received his Gopal Gayatri mantra, his Gopal mantra, and training in Vaishnava principles, and then being so much impelled by this awakening love for Krishna, he left the ashram again and he went on his journey to Vrindavan. But on his journey, he came to where he left last life. The sanskaras had helped him to detach himself from his so-called comfortable life. But he moved on the strength of the sanskaras, but then he hit his soul issue, his, you could say, the brick wall, that which he had not cleared in his last life. That where his Sukriti stopped, and he had to make a very determined step in his spiritual life, something which is not recommended for anyone else. He took the eyes, his own eyes. He blinded himself because he felt these senses would bind him to the world of sense objects, and he moved on so that eventually Krishna came. My dear devotees, you all will hit your soul issue. You will hit the wall. Some of you have hit it, and some of you have responded in an unenlightened way. You have just said, "This is I'm satisfied of where I am right now. I won't make any further determined actions." And you have settled into the very comfortable comfort zone which institutionalized movements can offer. Others of you are knowing, here is a brick wall. I have to cross through this. In this life, I have to conquer this particular manifestation of my ego or this particular reoccurring attachment in my life, and they are working at it. You see them sincerely begging for mercy. Today, as the Katha continues and as we will go into the first verse of the Krishna Kanamrita, we will find two solutions that can help us to move on when we hit the brick wall, so to say, when we know, oops, here I am, it's the same. I feel I stood before this obstacles before, and I really want to cross over it this time by the help of Lord Krishna. So we will hear some things we can do. I'm very much looking forward to this, am at the same time a little nervous because this is existential. My dear devotees, this is not a theoretical class. It is something where I feel my audience lies on the surgeon table, and surgery needs to be done. And I'm not a good surgeon, so I beg Prabhupada's mercy, Giriraj's mercy, and your willingness. Don't jump from the table. Bilva Mangala Thakur opens his composition with a beautiful song. By now you should have all your song sheets. Yes? No. You must complain. You must threaten that you want your money back. Hare Krishna. No, please, our devotees try their best. It will come. I will then sing it alone. I will first learn to sing it. I mean, I've tried to learn. It's a traditional melody which I want to use. I have to.
Chintamani jayati soma giri guru me Shiksha gurushcha bhagavan shiki pichamoli. Yat pada kalpataru pallava shekareshu. Lila svayamvararasam labate jayashri.
Beautiful. We really want to chant this, and maybe I can ask Shubha Chaka, you are good for this. Can you maybe go to Damodarashtakam? He is at the moment trying to print this out, this text. Can you fall at his feet and say, we need the texts? And then bring them, and as you bring them, distribute them to the participants of this seminar. Yes? We hope that you are successful. So, the verse says, it is said, when Bilvamangala Thakur was just before Vrindavan, Krishna was guiding him, but he didn't know it was. Later he knew. We had yesterday this one shloka. You know, he tried to grab Krishna and said, who are you? And he said, someone. Let me go, blind Baba. Let me go. No, I don't let you go. Said, you tell me who you are. Tell me. Oh, tell me the answer to this simple question. Who are you that has saved me many times? Who are you that came on the way and guided me? Who are you that supplied me with sweet rice? Where did you get the milk from, please, when we were in the forest? He said, Baba, let me go. And wrenched himself free. And then Bilva Mangala composed this beautiful verse where he said, oh Krishna, you thief. Yes, you have been able to escape the hands of a blind man. But this is not a great feat. I would consider you a real hero if you could remove yourself from my heart. Yes, yes, you have heard. Krishna said, he is who he is. He said, I come tomorrow and make a straw hut for you. So, just before he came to Vrindavan, he sang this song. It is the first verse of his composition. And usually one starts an important spiritual presentation with a Mangal Acharan, that is a prayer that invokes auspiciousness. However, Bilva Mangala Thakur doesn't do this. He has no time to do it. Has a volcano time to wait before the lava spits out? No, it boils in him. It was an outpour of ecstatic emotions, and he stepped over the Mangalacharan and just sang this very beautiful, beautiful verse, which is at the moment distributed to you, while you are, please, not diverting your attention from what you hear. So the verse says, all glories to Chintamani and my initiating spiritual master, Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master who gives guidance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Jai Shri Radharani
enjoys the transcendental mellow of an eternal consort.
So in this verse, Bilva Mangala offers his obeisances to three kinds of gurus. The first is Chintamani, a spiritual master who is technically called the Vartma Pradaksha Guru, the guru who shows the way. Next, he offers his obeisances to the guru who gave him initiation, the Diksha Guru, Somagiri. And finally, he offers his obeisances to Krishna, who guided him from outside, but also so from inside as the Paramatma. It's interesting to look at Chintamani for a while. Chintamani is described to be the guru who shows the way. Vartma means way. Now, this type of guru doesn't have to be always following very strictly everything. Like I met one devotee, his name I will withhold, who came from the hippie culture, very developed member of the hippie culture. And he was smoking hashish. Maybe you don't know what it is, intoxication. Yeah, some of you, you know, the old guys all know this, but the young guys, they know crack or other things. So he was taking this, but he was talking to me every day about the Krishna consciousness. And he said, please measure Krishna consciousness by my imperfections. It is perfect, and I will one day, hopefully by Prabhupada's mercy, also overcome my attachments. He showed me the way, although he was not able to follow everything. So Krishna, in his unlimited mercy, is empowering and inspiring different individuals who may have come in your life and who show you the way. This can be something very, very, let me say, remote. Like we know the great saint Lala Babu. He's mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. He was a very rich landowner in Calcutta with his own temple. And one day, the priest came and gave him soup which he had just offered to the deity. But when Lala Babu took the soup, he found a very big hair inside. "What is this?" And he looked at the hair, and it was the hair from the long seeker of the priest. Lala Babu became very, very, very angry. He had shoes with leathers. He stood up and he kicked the priest under the ribs in the solar plexus. The priest died the next day from the internal bleeding. Lala Babu was shocked. He went that evening for a stroll on the Ganga. He was in a palanquin. There were musicians before him. He was smoking from hookah, also intoxication. And in the distance, he heard a little voice. And this voice, belonged to a little girl, the daughter of a fisherman. She said in Bengal to her father, "Father, He said to him, not father, it's time to go home. He was sleeping, the father, in the boat, and the girl was shaking. Father, it's time to go home. And she said this in a Bengali language. I remember it sounded like Bella Holo. And Lala Babu heard this little girl saying repeatedly, Bella Holo, it's time to go home. And this inspiration, this little girl, showed him the path. He immediately jumped down from his palanquin. He said, you please go somewhere. He went home and he wrote a letter. The next morning, when his servants came to look where he was, they found only the letter. It's time to go home. He had gone to Vrindavan. Yes. So Krishna's way of inspiring us comes through various mouths of imperfect people, like Chintamani for Bilva Mangala, the fisherman's girl, fisherman's friend is there, but fisherman's girl told him. You may also have met some Vatma Pradaksha gurus in your life. They give some instruction which show the way, and they can be counted to the number of Shiksha gurus, but sometimes they are mentioned separately. So Bilva Mangala has not forgotten how Chintamani saved his very life by first of all nursing him back to life after he had crashed down in her courtyard, and then instructing him. He never forgot. And he glorifies in the end of this beautiful verse Krishna. He says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears a crown in which he has playfully put some peacock feathers. Do you know how Krishna did this? I think you have heard in the past that when Krishna, once he left one morning the village of Vrindavan to herd his cows, and as he entered the forest, Brinda Devi had told the trees to blossom, and she had sent a vast array of animals to entertain the Lord by dancing. So the Lord himself felt inspired and started to dance, and everything moved as his eyes was moving left and right, his eyebrows started to dance, his garland started to dance, the anchor bells as he lifted his feet, and with Balaram they danced, and the coward boys were going and then the peacocks, who had started this all, started to also dance in circles and circles, and they became more expressive in their dance gestures, and Krishna was looking at the peacocks, and the peacocks were looking at Krishna, and they were mutually inspiring themselves. When the dance was over, the king of the peacock went before Krishna. He took a peacock feather out from his tail, and he placed it before the feet, and he indicated, you are the best dancer, you are much better than us, much better, and we want to acknowledge this with the most precious thing which we have. What does a peacock has? He doesn't have a mobile telephone, he doesn't have this and that. The peacock only has feathers, so he gave the best he had to Krishna. Krishna, acknowledging even the simple gift of a peacock feather, placed it in his head, in his top knot. And there's always a peacock feather. It's trembling as he walks. It's trembling as he becomes excited when he sees the beautiful gopis. The peacock feather is the mark, the brand of Krishna. In the top knot is there, and in the crowns, and here's some crowns which are just full of peacock feathers, almost like a peacock feather tail. So Krishna is identified by Bilva Mangala Thakur. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. This offering of obeisances to the gurus, plural, is very important for a disciple. Srila Prabhupada lived in the Radha Damoda temple and he prayed every day to Rupa Goswami. And he got the blessings of Rupa Goswami. Don't fear, obey, be fearless. You will go to the West and I will be coming with you. The presence of the Guru in our life is necessary to overcome obstacles. I remember one godbrother of mine. He was by profession a silversmith, and he worked in this, and he had also his attachments, and wrote once to Prabhupada, "I have also these attachments." And Prabhupada said, "By one kick of my foot, I can remove all these inauspicious planets in your life." Krishna Bhakti and Guru Bhakti are important because the mercy of the Lord often descends through the spiritual master, and it helps us to overcome obstacles on our path. There are five obstacles always mentioned. It is avidya, ignorance, asmita, ego, raga, means deep attachments, dvesha, means deep, I don't want this, how is it called? Not detachment, it's rejection. And abhinivesha, when one is totally absorbed in andatamishra, complete darkness of the soul. The guru helps one to overcome this when you can surrender to him and allow him his rightful place in your life. So Lila Shuka, as he is also called, was chanting these verses. This was the as another verse I wanted to read to you about how Krishna and the Guru take away all types of obstacles. Now you look all at your sheet of paper. That's not required. You need to listen. This is the problem with also your mobile phones. Something turns up and you are totally distracted from real life. Prabhus, be here now. Nikila Bhuvana Lakshmi Nitya Lilas Padabhyam Kamala Vipina Viti Garva Savangshayabhyam Pranamat Abhayadana Prodi Gadatritabhyam Kimapi Vahatu Cheta Krishna Padam Bujabhyam. This verse, he says, amongst other things which you will forget if I read them to you because you're not attentive, he says, I will only say one thing. My Lord, you are providing safety and shelter for your humble devotees. This is your special attribute. You give fearlessness to those who are pranamat, surrendered to your lotus feet. Freedom from fear can can only be attained, my dear devotees, when you have Krishna in your heart. We heard today that when Krishna comes into the heart, it is a situation where you are totally enlivened and carried to another platform. And the example of intoxication is given. When you drink a whole bottle of Russian vodka, you will be feeling the effect of that drink, and you will talk loud, and you will dance Russian dances, and be fully intoxicated with that juice which has come into you. Not juice, that liquid which has come into you. So Krishna consciousness is a particular form of taste which totally intoxicates you, so that you become oblivious to the wrongdoing of others, to the envious activities of others, that you become totally oblivious to physical and mental obstacles. Because Krishna is equipped with this particular quality. He dances and he makes us internally dance with joy and happiness and exaltation, divine exaltation, which overpowers like a powerful, let us say, a powerful river overpowers the influence of water and washes of dirt and washes it away. Krishna is the Rasika Shikar, the Lord of Ras, the Lord of Taste. And when he comes in your heart, you will know by being a Prasanatma. This is how it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Very happy. Your soul is and on fire with transcendental happiness and gladness. That's the Lord. The happy Lord makes other happies. But makes other very happy. So what you can see here, and that will help you to overcome your obstacles. What you can see here, my dear devotees, is Lila Shuka did not forget Chintamani. And Chintamani did not forget, no, I should stick with one name, Bilva Mangala. The day when Bilva Mangala, in utter desperation, as he was hitting his soul issue, a good word, I think, his wall, when he was in utter desperation, again I have become overwhelmed and bewildered by lust, and now I'm in this situation, soon the wife of that pious man will come up to entertain me. So when he was there in the room and he had his hour of pain and desperation, he turned to Krishna. And when the lady came, trembling with excitement, what will happen with this unusual sadhu? He asked her for her hairpins, and he sent her out, and then took the hairpins and poked himself in the eyes. When that happened, all the seven strings on the veena of Chintamani broke. Remember, Chintamani had left that morning after this very dramatic turn of events, when
and she saw this has gone far too far, this lusty business. She had on that morning left and gone to Haridwar. The only possession she had taken with her was her Veena, because that is what she used to. She was singing Krishna's glories with the Veena. So she was in Haridwar, and Bilva Mangala was somewhere on the way to Vrindavan, and he had mutilated himself. She felt it in her heart, but she saw it when all the seven strings of her Veena broke. Those who know Nai, what is the science telling omens? Nai? Nimitta? There's a science. What? Nimit Gyan. Yeah, you tell by certain omens. She knew this can only mean he has died just now. Oh no, what have I done? I have been the cause of spoiling his mind. Oh no, to hell with my life. Not even as a devotee I'm free from this sin. And she threw her Veena on the ground and broke it. A valuable instrument. Then she inquired. And finally, people who came from Vrindavan told her that there is a young sadhu in the forest of Vrindavan, the deep forest at Brahmakund, the place where Lord Brahma begged forgiveness. You know, Bilva Mangala had shown, there is a young sadhu, and it is said that although he is blind, he sees Krishna and Krishna comes to him. It is said like this. So Chintamani and Haridwar thought, maybe he has survived. But her heart would give her only peace if she would come to Vrindavan and see, is that blind young sadhu, is that the person I know as Bilva Mangala? So she went to Vrindavan, to Brahmakund. It's a beautiful lake, very shady place. And there, in a corner, she heard a voice singing ecstatically songs. So she came hesitatingly closer. She looked, and it was Bilva Mangala Thakur. Chintamani saw he was blind, but he was very blissful. And her first question was, did you do this to yourself because I chastised you so severely? Bhagavan Mangala hears the voice which he knows very well. He hears the same voice of that same person to whom he owes his life, but with whom he had also gone the path of karma.
And he says, "Is it you, Chintamani?" And she says, "It is Chintamani." And then Bilwa Mangala breaks down, pays her obeisances, his obeisances to her, because remember, he considers her his guru, yes. Vatman Pradaksha Guru. Guru, yes, it's Guru. And he asks her to come and sit closer. He sits down and he says, "I want to offer you this sweet rice." Chintamani's question is, "Who gave you this sweet rice?" And he says, it's that boy. "Oh no," says Chintamani, "I can't take this sweet rice. It's for you. He gave it to you. Can you please tell me what happened?" So Bilwa Mangala Thakur tells her how after leaving her, he spent time in the ashram of Somagiri for training, and then went on his way to Vrindavan and had this accident, and how he mutilated himself, and all of a sudden he hears her crying and weeping. But so he decides to tell something happy. "But I was walking and sometimes I was falling in a ditch. But someone came and helped me. And then I was walking and feeling so happy. I was coming to Vrindavan. I fell in a pool. And as I was drowning, again I felt the touch of someone who was just pulling me out." And she just weeps and weeps. And this someone, said Bilwa Mangala, "he comes every morning, he's a boy, and he brings me this pot of sweet rice. Who do you think he is?" And he just hears Chintamani sobbing. And then Chintamani says between her tears, "It's the same one for whom you poked out your eyes. It's Krishna, who has seen that you only want him now, and who has seen your ekantika bhakti, your single-minded bhakti. And the Lord feels helplessly bound by someone who has this single-minded devotion." As they are discussing these very personal things, Bilwa Mangala Thakur feels it's not right. I mean, she came a long way from Haridwar, and she's my guru, and she's exalted, and "Please, you take the sweet rice. I have eaten. My constipation is also there, and I cannot eat at the moment. You eat, please." And she just says, no. "I will only eat when he brings a pot of sweet rice for me." So at this moment, they hear a little voice outside. "Baba, Baba, blind Baba!" Bilwa Mangala turns to Chintamani and whispers, "That's him." So Chintamani sombers up as much as possible. And Bilwa Mangala says, yes, you may come. And then a little boy
you know, with big eyes, a Braj Bala, that's how they're called, the little boy from Braj. Brown skin, everything. Kajal around the eyes, very sweet. Comes and he sees Chintamani and he becomes a little hesitant. And Chintamani immediately addresses him. You have come? Yes, I have come. I brought another pot of sweet rice. Why? I thought an extra pot of sweet rice is very nice. In this moment, Chintamani cannot compose herself any longer. She lurches forward and grasps the feet of this little trickster. She says, please, my lord, I'm worshipping you with my life. Please show your true form to me. Bilva Mangala then says, because he's accustomed to this little boy, he said, if you're truly the Lord, then show her that you are, because she's my guru. And Krishna, by this loving scene of the devotees, two devotees, you know, this is now spiritual love, is conquered. And he shows himself with this, in this form here, which we have in this verse. He shows himself with his beautiful two feet, the toes of the feet, which are like desire trees, you can get everything from them. And next to him is the beautiful Srimati Radhika, and Chintamani and also Bilva Mangala Thakur see this beautiful form, which is totally spiritual, entering the Chintamani's eyes and entering the heart eyes, the eyes of the heart of Bilva Mangala Thakur. Beautiful, no? Beautiful. If you are my Lord, show her. She's my guru. Beautiful. My dear devotees, what we can see in this beautiful narration is a miraculous transformation of karma or material desires for sense gratification of, you know, Bilva Mangala and Chintamani, where they were having this karma relationship. But we see how it transforms by the influence of Krishna into pure love of Godhead, where Krishna becomes visible to the eyes of the devotees. What will happen with your karma, with the desires in the heart which we have? How will that be transformed? What will happen with my karma? How will that be transformed? When we hear this, we should not think nice, nice, nice. We should then think, well, maybe I'm also, my soul issue has also to do with selfish desires. It doesn't always have to be based on, you know, on one's sexuality. Desires express itself in various ways. A lot goes through the ego, and then it's called name, fame, and glory. When desire hits the ego, you want name, fame, and glory. When it hits the body, the senses, you want sense gratification through the various organs. Tongue is there, and all the other ears are there. The root of it is karma. Now, it is very interesting to note, for those who seriously want to transform this selfish desire, that karma and priti means love for Krishna. When you go to the Sanskrit dhatus, means the roots of the word, you have kam and you have pri. Now both of them express the same thing, that is, the desire to obtain pleasure. In other words, when you can catch that desire at the root, before it goes into the ego and you want to have adoration and fame or recognition, or before it can go in the body and you want something good to eat, or you want to enjoy the different organs, if you can catch that and direct it to Krishna, the flow of that, then you are saved. His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj has expressed this very clearly, like he always does, in a, you know, very succinct and with simple to understand words. If you are a student of Krishna's language, he says, you can analyze the dhatus or verbal roots of the words. Kam dhatu, that's the root of what? Kama, material desires. And pri dhatu, that's the root of what? Prema, yes. Kam dhatu and pri dhatu have the same meaning. Then he gives the meaning. Priti vansha, desiring enjoyment or pleasure. Now, desiring pleasure for one's own senses is karma, lust. And desiring pleasure for Krishna's senses is prema, yes. One who knows how to distinguish between them can tell them apart. Others will say, no, they are the same. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it says in the Adi Lila 465, if one desires pleasure for his own sense, that is karma, lust. And the desire to please the senses of Krishna is prema. So this is what we wish. They look the same, my dear devotees, desiring enjoyment or pleasure. But there is a great difference, which Rupa Goswami gives in the Ujjvala Nilamani. He says that prema for the divine couple remains always with you. It's constant and unbroken, even when there is ample cause to break that loving relationship. Such a constant love is called prema. Love in this world, this karma, selfish love, is flickering like the mind. You know, the divorce rate nowadays is impressive. 50% it's in Germany. And in ISKCON, I think it's 60%. Heavy. Ooh. Because what was once love karma, because it's based on selfishness, it's no longer, you have no longer, you have broken your contract. You are no longer working for me. That's the end of this. You know, that's typical. It is to be broken. Prema, even when there is ample opportunity, is never broken. Who expresses this so nicely? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no? Ashlishyava Pararatam Pinastumang, no? My Lord, even if you trample me, if you are not before me, if you are not visible to me, you always will remain my beloved Lord. You know, unconditionally. This is prema. It's a different quality. It's a different idea. It's the idea is giving pleasure to another. That is that is Krishna. I mean, giving pleasure to Krishna, I wanted to say. When Krishna left the Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis, who were the most well-dressed, beautiful girls in the universe, became very emaciated and shabby. Their clothes was discolored, muddy, dusty. So and there were no ornaments, the hair were not kempt any longer. Kempt? Is it called kempt? Combed any longer. And if a gopi was asked, what is with your external appearance? She would say, well, my shringa and my dress and my body also, they would not eat any longer and became emaciated. It is said, Radharani, the bangles, her arms were hanging down like this, and the bangles were just slipping off her waist. She didn't even notice it. The gopis would say, the purpose of our dressing, the purpose of our eating was to give pleasure to Krishna. And now Krishna is no longer here. So therefore, dressing, eating, sleeping, all has lost its purpose. And we are not engaging in it. So this is called prema. It's a but the idea is to give pleasure to Krishna. And now you know how high this is. And you may ask yourself justifyingly, how can I, a karma boy and a karma girl, or lady, you know, a karma gentleman or a karma lady, how can I ever come to this state, please? This is very, very beyond me. And you are speaking the truth. It is by transforming ordinary metal that it becomes gold. In the same way, you need to know how you will transform that drive in you, that human drive, desire, which is, the world is based on desire. No? In the Rig Veda, there is this mantra which is repeated in the marriages. Our relationship is based on love. Our relation, what is it? This, I met you with love. I stay with you with love. This world is based on love. What it talks about is karma. Selfish desire. Everyone applauds. Wow, so romantic. It's painful to hear this mantra. It is the binding force to material existence. How will you ever, ever, ever change the very basis of this world? Listen very carefully.
Those who know the art of transformation, they know how to take one thing, put it into the process, and whoop, another thing comes out.
Yes.
And Narottamdas Thakur gives us a solution. Atul Krishna found this in a very wizard-like activity he did on the internet. Kama Krishna Kamapana. Lust, I will engage in offering the fruits of my activities to Lord Krishna. Atul asked, what does this mean, please? Offering the fruits of my activities. This sounds like Kama Mishra Bhakti. No, it's not. It's not the Kama Mishra Bhakti. What is meant with this? Find a project, my dear devotees, where you can put your heart and your activities in, and do that for Krishna. And you will see how all of a sudden a transformation takes place of this desire, and you will want to please Krishna more and more. There was a question in the last retreat, Harinam retreat. It was posed to Burijan Prabhu, and a question was, how will Krishna ever become manifest to me? I believe it was like this. And Burijan Prabhu said, and that was a voice which was booming with experience, do something for Krishna. Don't just sit here and say, when will Krishna show himself? When will Krishna give me taste? Do something for Krishna. And once you enter that zone where you just do something for Krishna, even at a risk, you do something for Krishna, something significant you do for Krishna, all of a sudden you will see how Krishna comes to you, manifests himself before you, and helps you to go all the way. We have seen this. We have, I do remember scenes. We had this preaching group. We had two preaching groups. One was called the Gauranga Bhajan group. This was the mild group. You might have seen videos. Then there was the Avaduta, like Nityananda group. We had programs in previous Serbia. We would be composed of bhajan. We would do some bhajan. Then I would give a 1 hour lecture, sometimes 1.5 hour lecture. It was a challenge to keep a huge audience of young people engaged. And then we would have kirtans, where we took help of Western instrumentation. Let us say like this. It was really, if you see the videos, if you ever see the videos, it's difficult to believe that it was really wild. You know, our whole concert hall was boiling with youthful energy. They were dancing and Hare Krishna, they were chanting. I can even sing you tunes and you would start dancing. I remember at that time it was not easy to do this, because it was during the outbreak of the war. You know, it came into the outbreak of the war. Our concert tour was called A Song for Peace. It was an antithesis to the to those forces in that country who wanted the war, you know. And we had incidences, brush with them. For instance, tear gas bombs were thrown on the stage, and I, as a Westerner, was searched by a killer assassination troop, and it was not pleasant. There was some anxieties, but it was tremendous preaching, and so many devotees joined. This was really amazing time of preaching. And I do remember after we stopped it eventually when it became too dangerous. But I still remember there was so much blessing given to each single member. We all became very serious in the process because we all felt Krishna very close. If you sit in your life wrapped with layers and layers of security and comfort and everything is nice. Yes, I do Shravanam Kirtanam with my mobile telephone. And, you know, everything, la, 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 and so on. It kills your spirit, my dear devotees. And Krishna is impressed by those devotees who give something for him. Do something for Krishna. Find a project where you, that is you, I'm speaking of you, not your neighbor. I'm speaking of you now, where you can find yourself and give yourself entirely. And you will see at that moment, when you surrender to Krishna's pleasure, Krishna will in some ways show himself in the ways he decides. And these arrangements that you say, that was not by accident, that was the Lord. You, and your life will get spiritual life, it will get, you will get enthusiastic, and that will transform the karma tendencies, not karma, karma. Karma means selfish desires. It will transform it into gratitude, into the beginnings of love. You know, love is a big word, but before this or around this word come words like gratitude or feelings like gratitude or humility or being overwhelmed with happiness. You know, this will all come if you do something. Therefore, my humble request to you here at the Govardhan retreat is, pray at one stage when you are alone that you can apply Narottam's idea. Last I will engage and finally transform in offering my activities to Lord Krishna. That is, offer entirely. This is for you, Krishna. Not just do something only what you like and then give the results of it by your money, your some part of your money. No, something, your activities from the very beginning. This I can do. I have some intelligence. I can talk. I can hold meetings in my home. That I can do. Or I'm not dead yet. I can go to the supermarket and distribute books of Srila Prabhupada. It's possible for me. I will do this, or anything, you know, anything. But do something which is within your ability at first, and then from the beginning, it's for you, Krishna. And Krishna will reciprocate. And then, only then, when the Lord and His sweetness come into your heart, and move your heart, will that terrible enemy be overwhelmed by the flood of bhakti, no? By the stream of bhakti. Then this will work. This is Narottam Das Thakur. Hare Krishna. This is the first tip. I have another tip. But I want to now request you to turn to the sacred mountain. I know some of you see only trees, but that's good. They are desire trees with some monkeys in them. We will sing a nice, hopefully a nice a kirtan. Yes. Na 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 na. Sorry, we just have to find the melody. We can take this. This is also a good melody. Mm-hmm. Yes. So turn to Giriraj and express to him whatever is in your heart. Maybe you want to pray to the strength to transform your soul issue. I think you have one. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. It's like we are in the cellar. We have to go a little higher. In the first story, we have to climb. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. more time, please, Krishna. Raj Govardhan ki jai. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to request all of you to turn to your sheet, verses from Krishna Kanamrita and the writings of Bilva Mangala Thakur. Yes. Atul Krishna, would you please be so kind to show me again the melody? It's a one could simply chant it in this Chintaman Nirjayati Soma Giri Guru, but this is not. It is. We need a more devotional tune.
Chintamani jayati somagirir guru me. Chintamani jayati somagirir guru me. Shiksha gurusha bhagavan shikipitcha moli. Shiksha gurusha bhagavan Shiki pitcha moli yat parakal patataru palava. No, yat parakal pataru palava shekareshu adam talava shekareshu lila svayam varala. Sanglabate jayashri Yasvayam vararasam Labate jayashri Chintamani jayati somagiri gururme Amani jayati somagiri gururme Shiksha gurusha bhagavan Shiki pitcha moli Namurusa Bhagavan Shiki pitcha moli Yat parakal pataru palava shekareshu Nujallava shekareshu Lila svayam vararasam Labate jayashri
And one last time, please. Chintamani jayati somagiri gurur me Mani jayati somagiri gurur me Shiksha gurusha bhagavan Shiki pitcha moli Agurusha bhagavan Shiki pitcha moli Yaparakalpataru pallava shekareshu Rupallava shekareshu Lila svayam vararasam labhate jayashri
Lila svayam vararasam labhate jayashri
Please follow the lines with me and try to see if you can identify what you have heard. Try to see if some images, or if you are not a visual person, if some association with another with the subject you have heard comes, then you will have more benefit, because you will read with relish.
all glories to Chintamani and my initiating spiritual master Somagiri. All glories also to my instructing spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Jayashri Radharani enjoys the transcendent mellow of an eternal consort. We visited the place where the last conversation which we have heard about between Chintamani and Bilva Mangala took place. I mean, the last one in the seminar. I don't know if they spoke again or if they exchanged their Krishna conscious realizations. I do not know, but you know, when the Lord shows himself, that is at a holy place called Brahmakunda. Brahmakunda is in the center of old Vrindavan, and now it is restored into a beautiful kund. You see a lotus flower in the middle of the kund and Lord Brahma on it. The caretaker, we came there and there was a caretaker. We deposited our shoes in his little caretaker house, and because there were monkeys also there, and he took us on a little tour around the kund. He explained that here Brahma begged forgiveness after he had stolen the cowherd boys, and it was very interesting. The first person who was installed there and who did bhajan there was Meera, the great saint Meera. Then we continued on in our tour, and there were the six Goswamis, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were there. They were our Goswamis. And then we continued on, and then he said, there is Bilva Mangala Thakur. And I said, where? I can't see. No, he's in the bushes. I said, what do you mean, in the bushes? Yeah, you can go there. So we stepped over there, and what is it called? I can't just find the word. The railing. A railing? It's like a small railing here. Fences, thank you. And we went into a bush, and there was the blind poet, Bilva Mangala Thakur, in the bushes. And I was curious. So I said, why is everyone is displayed, but he is not? He said, no, he prefers to do bhajan in solitude. And it was very, very nice. We paid our obeisances, and we continued on. And then there was an interesting saint, a female saint. Her name, as much as I could understand, is Kama Bai. But I wonder, Bai means brother. It's an address to a man, isn't it? Bai. Bai. Yes, so there is something like this. Kama Bai. You say, Kama? That way. So I asked, who is this? And then the answer came, she was a princess
And then her father decided it's time to marry her, but she only wanted to be with Krishna. So she ran away from home, but her father sent military to capture her from Vrindavan. So what she did is she went into the belly of a dead camel where she hid herself. But because she was so much running after Krishna, wanted only Krishna, the smell of the dead camel, which is aggressive, you know, that stinks so ferociously, turned into a sweet perfume. So Krishna made it like this. So the military was looking for that princess, except for in the belly of a dead camel. That's who has such creative ideas, you know. And they went away and said, we can't find her. I was noting that this is a bhajan stali of great, great personalities of the past. And Bilva Mangala Thakur was also was one of them. It's a wonderful spot. It's very nicely restored, by the way. And if you wish during your Vrindavan stay, please find Brahma Kund. No? Easy to remember, Brahma Kund. It is, and pray maybe for some of the of the transformation which went on in the hearts of Bilva Mangala, and which spread to even this other saint who hit so that she could not be pulled back to material life. The first tip: have you registered? Have you heard what? How does this sound to you? Have you made an experience like this, that when you really why don't we have just a short little, really 2 minutes discussion? I will discuss with Vikramaditya Prabhu. Turn to your neighbor. Yes, we have, because I really want that you take something home. Find a neighbor, a man neighbor, ladies, the ladies' neighbor. Yes, just quickly turn around. Anyone, it doesn't have to be the person who's most confidential in your life. Now comes the question. Who has not found a neighbor yet? Look around. Who else raises the hand, and then go to them. You can also be with three. No problem. We are not so... All the men have found a neighbor. No saints who don't participate. No, sometimes we feel no. This is no. This is not for me. It's for you. Rest assured. So now the question: have you ever been in a situation where you took a risk for Krishna, and where you felt Krishna came to your help? Don't just say yes or no, but share the situation with your neighbor. Once again, the question: have you ever been in a situation where you took a risk for Krishna and Krishna helped you? He manifested in that. Hare Krishna. You can continue talking later, obviously, if you feel it's not yet exhausted. I would like, before I go on, to just make this point. Please understand, desire is something natural. The living being cannot exist without desire. It's the question where the desire is directed to.
students of physics know, anyone, every children also know it. Have you ever had a glass pyramid like this? When you direct light on it, it becomes fractured in the pyramid, and some of it becomes red light. So when desire hits the organs of the body, it becomes desires for sense gratification. If the desire hits the mind, you want mental entertainment, let's speak modern, films, you know, mental stimulants. When it hits intelligence, you want that. When it is fractured through the medium of ego, it is name, fame, and glory. So catch the quality of desire. And when, and there is a tip, when it has, let me say, it has hit the body. Let us be now a little bit gross, so that some of you will blush. No, I can't do this in Vrindavan. It hits the body and you have an inappropriate desire for the opposite gender, right? It comes there and you feel something, some change in the body. If you don't act upon it, if you don't pursue the desire consciously, after some time, that quality of desire will not be satisfied to be stuck, because it sees, oh, you're not doing anything about this. You're not mentally entertaining this any longer. And what to speak of physically engaging in the desire. Then it will become weakened after some time. Usually, I mean, it depends on you, but 10 minutes or so. But then you must put your desire somewhere else. See, if you let the desire, the force of desire, the ray of desire, the energy of desire, the vitality of desire, if you let that unengaged, it will find a material outlet somewhere. Body, mind, ego, anything, you know. So it has to find a manifestation. So take that and put it in a project where you want, oh yes, I want to distribute this many book. Oh, I want to make programs in my home. I want to cook this for the Vaishnavas and distribute it to the Vaishnavas. And do it for Krishna. That's very important. You must put this in your mind. I will do this for Krishna's pleasure. And the moment you bring Krishna into the mind, where the desire is working, yes, that moment the purification and transformation takes place. It's just as if you bring light into the darkness. The darkness will go and give room for light. No? This little thing, my partner Vikramaditya told me from the 11th canto, there is a king. The 9 Yogendras, mystic saints, come into his court. And the king says, I have a question. I'm a king. I have to rule my subjects. How can I become Krishna conscious? I'm so distracted with the duties the government demands of me. And one of the Nava Yogendras, 9 saints, said, before you do an activity, do it for the say, this is, I do this for the pleasure of Krishna. The 11th canto repeats this point. Narayana yeti samapayami. I give this to Narayan. That mantra is there. No need to learn this new mantra. Learn the meaning of it. I'm doing, and it's even higher if you don't just do what you ordinary anyways have to do and you say it's for Krishna. You find something which is exclusively for Krishna's pleasure, and Krishna will reciprocate. In the degree in which someone surrenders to him, in that degree the Lord will reward, you know, by giving a sign, showing himself. In some ways he will start
to become active. Please, this is super practical. This is a tip which you can write down in your notebook. It is only 5 words. Do something practical for Krishna. Anyone can write this down, you know, and then do this and see how desire, the foundation of your life, is changing. Another very powerful process to which I will introduce now and discuss in further detail tomorrow is hear about Krishna's pastimes, my dear devotees. In the 10th canto, there is a verse which is hotly and very often controversially discussed. Those who are older, they will get now their hairs will stand up. It's the Vikriditam verse. It's the verse which comes at the end of the Rasa Lila. The verse says, anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. This is what we will do this evening. It's called therapeutic hearing. We will hear of the supreme selflessness, the supreme love. And as we hear about this, it will act like a powerful deluge. Deluge means rainfall, which is entering our heart and will wash away all the dirt. It's a gradual process, but it will wash the dirty things away. In the small hearts who are not Mahatmas, small hearts like you and me, I mean, you're not like, you know, selfish hearts, they can be compared with small ponds. And as the sun of karma, that's the heat of material desires is there, the water goes down and all kinds of garbage accumulates and algae and foul matters. Then when the monsoon time comes, it comes and into these ponds, the monsoon rain fills them up, washes them, and washes the dirty things away. So the monsoon of Krishna's pastimes, hearing about Krishna, it has a highly potent medicinal effect on the diseased small hearts of this world. It will wash them from the selfishness, because you hear an attractive and very sweet form of divine love. I'm not saying here or ending this class that we should only listen to the rasa dance. Not at all. It's one opportunity this 1 year. It's the first time, as I know, in the Govardhana retreat where this is explained by Jagatarini Mataji, who is doing very responsible and nice and very considerate job. It's a unique opportunity. But I'm speaking of Krishna's pastimes in general. And tomorrow, I hope, by telling you a pastime which made all the residents of Vrindavan dance in ecstasy. It's a very joyful pastime, which involves the pastimes of Krishna. I hope by sharing this, you will know what I mean. You will feel that elation, that heart, and your heart will be broadened. This is the second method. I just want to mention it now. Maybe to inspire all of you to come to Jagatarini's class at 7 o'clock and experience something. I think yesterday the most of us were there, and when it was ending, we all went, oh, no need to end here, no need to end. We have time, we have time, we have 1 week time. So because it works on the heart. But really, please think about the first tip. That is very important for us Westerners who are so passionate. They need to be engaged in practical things. Please just turn to Giriraj. We will now conclude the session. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Haribo Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare One more time please Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Come one more time, a little louder, please. Please louder. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Para, tabu para, tabu para, dila, tabu para. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Ibo. So, Hare Krishna! Thank you very much for your kind, let me say, your readiness to engage with these very serious subjects. But I think when we hear the beautiful, beautiful story of a real transformation at the core of Bilva Mangala Thakur, we cannot hesitate to engage with these subjects. You have been given a verse sheet. This is very important to bring for tomorrow's class and the ensuing or following classes, because we will be chanting these verses in traditional melodies which I've picked up from His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Maharaj. They are very devotional, and you will be able to access the deeper meaning of the verses on a good level when you can chant them. Please also read the first verse, Aradyo Bhagavan Braje Shatanayas Tadama Brindavanam. Make yourself familiar with the 5 points which are held in the highest esteem by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you will recognize them with the trained eyes of a jeweler who can recognize the jewels in the teachings of Krishna Kanamrita. I wish you a wonderful meal and a good fire of digestion. Very important. And see you this afternoon and in the evening. Hare Krishna.